What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 185 of the Stand Up Guys podcast. I'm your host, the incomparable Zach Jones, joined as always by the Ninth Wonder, Chocolate Thunder, the Prince of Principles, the Earl of Ethics. He never steals, he never curses, he only fingers prison purses, the phenomenal AJ Singh.
Hey, what's up, folks? Prison purses? Is that new?
No, I've used that one, bro. But oh, it's a good one, so. AJ, you watched anything good this week or done anything fun?
I've gone back to watch X-Files for a third time from the beginning. Great show. Like, I don't know if we talked about this, but the special effects are, like, really bad.
So I think we talked about it a little bit last week. You were saying, like, So even in season three, they didn't increase their effects budget to get some good effects yet?
Well, I'm still at the end of season one, or like there's so many episodes, like in each episode is like supposedly like 45 minutes or so, 44 minutes or something like that. Pretty long. So like, you know, we watch it from like 8 to 10. So we watch like two episodes a night sort of thing. And I'm sure they do get better at some point, but God, we were working with so little in the 90s. But the episodes are still fun. Like, the whole, okay, so here's what's funny about it. Scully, no matter how many times she's in like an X-File situation, no matter how many times she's proven, like, Mulder's right every episode, by the way. He's never wrong and she's always wrong. And no matter how many times she's skeptical, it always comes back as like Mulder knew, like he was right. She was disproven. Like, but she ends the episode with like, we'll never know. We just, you know, we'll never know what actually happened, or, you know, I just don't get it, you know, like sort of thing, right? And then the next episode, she always starts out with, Mulder, you're crazy. I can't believe you think this is, like, she literally sees a shape-shifting person, like all this kind of stuff. She, like, I don't get it. She's really forcing that, like, disbelief at that point.
Yeah. It's like in Ghostbusters 2 when, like, the whole world acts like the Ghostbusters are, like, you know, crazy out of their minds, when it's like, did you not see that big fight at the end of the first movie where they blatantly like took down like ghosts?
Like, did not a single camera work at that time or something? But yeah,
I've never seen X-Files, but I'm like, I knew that was a gimmick that, like, you know, Mulder believed and Scully didn't or whatever, but
yeah,
I always thought, like, in the back of my mind, like, if they had this many episodes, like, was she never convinced? Like, does that?
I'm like halfway through season one, and I'm like, okay, come on. Like, it's just, yeah, it's fun. Like, I get it. She has to be a skeptic, and you have to be like, prove Scully wrong and, you know, figure out what's really going on here. But I mean, at the same time, it's like, geez, every time, like, you know, this goes into season two, three, like, she's still the same way.
Oh, we did get a commenter on last week's video where we were talking about this that agreed with you that the X-Files reboot was no bueno, not good. So
yeah, no, I mean that's probably a consensus, to be honest.
have you forced your girlfriend to watch any more terrible movies?
No, but she actually took me to a small theater recently where they play like old Kung Fu movies that are really bad. We had a blast. They had an Indian guy in blackface. Like, he was an Asian guy, but playing an Indian guy, straight blackface. Oh my God. And he did this move where he would jump up, like, he'd go upside down and just move with one finger. Like, he would just, one finger on the ground, he was just like hopping on it, and like, he would go in a circle around you and stuff. It was like, what is this? But there was so much more. Like, the main character, like, loses an arm, and he gets miraculously found by a doctor who can train him at the same time with his daughter. So, of course, you know, she's there to be the love interest or something. And then, it's just, you know, he has this, like, whole, like, Street Fighter situation where he fights, like, all so the bad guy, he hires, like, a bunch of people from different places, like Shaolin monks and all kinds of people to, like, be his goons or something, like to fight for his cause. And they escalate, like, they get harder and harder as they go along, right? The bad guys. Okay. And there's one bad guy who's like really, he's like the main bad guy, and he's like, you know, he's like half cat, like he's like, rah! You know, he's funny. And like, one punch of his will like kill you, Like, that's how strong he is, how powerful he is. Yeah, but this guy was just, like, insane. He's the one who, like, took that dude's arm off with, like, one blow. Yeah, so, I mean, that was the big fight at the end. And this guy, of course, he trained his arm. He put in that one arm he had. He put in fire. He did all kinds of stuff to, like, you know, become strong, like, in that one arm to make it, like, indestructible. And, like, you know, he has this all-out brawl with the final bad guy, and obviously he wins stuff. But it was just such a cheesy, funny, like, oh, my God. It was so...
Well, that's what I was wondering. So, like, the good guy, like, he, like, had to fight all these fights with just one arm then?
Yeah, he did. He, like, halfway through the movie, I'd say he loses his arm somewhere towards the beginning to middle. And then he has to, like, you know, train and, you know, come back to, like, get back to his good health and stuff. And then he had to go back on his journey to find the bad guys and deal with them. So, yeah.
I think, have you ever seen the Kung Pao Enter the Fist?
Oh, yeah.
There's that bit where, like, he's trying to, like, strengthen up his hand or whatever. Mm. And, like, his girlfriend, like, makes him, like, roll his hand in, like, glass and then, like, put it in salt. All this crazy stuff.
Maybe that was based on this scene, because this dude, like, kept putting his hand in fire, like, over and over. Then he, like, just kept it in there. Like, it turned black and everything. It was just nuts.
Man, I always thought, like, Kung Pao was such a funny movie that I always thought, like, more people should, like, do that, where they take these, like, old movies that probably nobody's going to watch anyway, these, like, old silly kung fu movies or whatever, just old movies, and, like, insert themselves into it and make funny, like, skits out of it like that.
Yeah.
I think Kung Pao is one of those movies, though, that just flew under the radar. Like, nobody watched it. But it's, like, really? It's hilarious.
But I feel like it has a cult following or something.
I think it might have a cult following, but that's the thing about cult, you know, it's a small group of people that really like it, but, you know, mass audiences just did not watch it.
Right, yeah.
But I will say, with Kung Pao especially, like, the first 5 minutes of that movie, like, before they get to the part where they're actually blending in the old footage, are pretty rough. Like, I could see somebody turning it on and be like, what the hell is this? And, like, turning it off before they even get to the good part.
I get that,
Yeah. But, man, anybody watching this, if you've never seen Kung Pao Enter the Fist, you got to get past those first 5 minutes. But it's fantastic.
Does that woman ever say anything besides meow, meow, meow?
Chosen one.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, she does say other stuff, but it's always funny.
Yeah.
One bit is so stupid, but it makes me laugh, where she's like, chosen one, and it shows him, like, running, like, in the field, like, towards wherever she is, and he's like, I'm coming, and she's like, chosen one, and he's like closer, and he's like, I'm coming, and she's like, chosen one, and then he's further back again, and he's like, I'm coming. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
And they do, like, the whole thing where, like, the dog barks, and then, like, 7 seconds later you actually hear the bark. Like, that movie is just, it's so funny. Like, and that guy, like, I don't know if he ever, like, made another movie. Like, I don't think I remember seeing that guy in anything else besides Kung Pao.
I never seen him again for anything, yeah.
Man. Now I kind of want to watch that movie again. It's been a while.
Yeah, I need to go back and revisit it, too. Yeah. There's a lot of, like, movies that I feel like kind of copied it. Like, I wouldn't say completely, but, you know... Like, I don't know, would you say Velocipastor is kind of like that? Like, he has cheesy fights and stuff, you know? Like, you know, I think he fights, like, ninjas and stuff.
Oh, I haven't seen Velocipastor. I saw the thumbnail for it, but it could... I wouldn't be surprised if there's, like, a small group of, like, people, like, that were inspired by Kung Pao to do, like, you know, funny, cheesy stuff like that.
Yeah, I can imagine so.
Let's see. I watched a couple things, not a ton. Well, AJ, it was WrestleMania season, so I decided to get the old Peacock again for a month and watch WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, pretty solid WrestleMania this year. It wasn't too much on there that I rolled my eyes at. You know, these days with wrestling, it's like always kind of dodgy, but it was actually pretty good. Not a lot of, like, silly stuff that I didn't like. So
that's great. It was, like, oh, yeah. So. who are the big names these days, like for WrestleMania? Who are the main like cards?
So the main event was Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. So they're like Roman Reigns. Yeah. Oh, you don't know Cody Rhodes?
I don't.
He's the son of Dusty Rhodes. And he was actually in the WWE for quite a long time, but is kind of like a mid-card guy that never really like got over like super big. Mm-hmm. And then he left and he eventually went to that AEW company, that new wrestling company for a few years. Mm-hmm. And then he came back and kind of got a push behind him. And now, he's like probably he's the world champ now and like probably like, you know, the biggest name, one of the biggest names in their company.
Oh, good.
Actually, the WWE right now is like on fire as far as like attendance to and stuff. Like they're doing very well. And like The Rock recently joined like their like board of directors, and The Rock's actually been on TV quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And he was actually on WrestleMania as well. He actually had a tag match at WrestleMania. Although now I think he's going away for a while to do like a movie or something, but like he definitely bumped the ratings, like, you know, having The Rock on like every week.
For sure. Yeah.
But
I'm surprised The Rock came back. He must have got paid a fortune to come back.
Well, now that he's on the board of directors, like, he's making like, I assume they're paying him like pretty big money, you know?
Yeah. Consistently. If he's on the board of directors, he's getting paid like every whatever.
Yeah. And I'm sure he even gets bonuses when he's actually like on television.
Makes sense. You know,
selling merch and things like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, WrestleMania this year, pretty good.
Man, wouldn't it be great if like, you know, so does Stone Cold ever come back? Does Shawn Michaels ever come back?
Stone Cold actually had a match last WrestleMania.
Oh.
And I mean, it was kind of a gimmick match. Like you could kind of tell like he's still in good shape, but you could tell he's not who he used to be, you know, right? So it was a bit rough around the edges, but it's like it's always good to see Stone Cold. And then Shawn Michaels, I believe, is now like WWE has their NXT show, which is basically like the up and comers that are being trained to wrestle, and so he's involved with that, like helping like training. Train.
That's pretty cool.
New wrestler. So he's retired from being ring.
Real life? Did you say he was a jerk in real life, or did you say he was like a pretty decent person?
Who, Shawn Michaels?
Yeah.
So definitely in the 90s, he had a reputation of being like a pilled up a-hole.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, he's one of those guys that became like a born again Christian. He's very religious now. Oh. I think some people say that he's like decent now, and some people like I still think he kind of rubs them the wrong way, maybe. So I can't really say for sure. I think he definitely had a time in the 90s where a lot of people hated him. Okay. But I think these days like people have mellowed on him. But yeah, apparently he is like, you know, a big time like Christian or whatever. So
you think being a heel in wrestling and like being treated a certain way by a lot of people, like just makes you like kind of like, fuck these people. Like, I don't care anymore. Like, do you think that has an impact?
I don't know, because like I listened to Jim Cornette's podcast, and he's mentioned a couple times that like back in the day, like it seemed like most of the guys that were heels on television were like the sweethearts in real life. And most of the guys that were baby faces were like the a-holes. So it was almost like an opposite thing.
What happened with The Rock, dude? Like, he was a total heel when he started out, but people just started buying into it. Like, it was so, like, Stone Cold was, he wasn't a heel. He was just kind of like, you know, did his own thing, you know, at his own whatever, like, in his own style. But The Rock was always like, The Rock says, and like, he started out as a total heel before that even.
Well, you know, actually, you know what's funny with The Rock? If you look at his very first appearance as Rocky Maivia, you know, he wasn't The Rock at that time. He came in and he was this like big smile, and they were kind of pushing him in as this like really nice guy. And like the people rejected him, and they started like saying Rocky sucks and die Rocky die and all this stuff. And that's what made him turn into The Rock. He was just like, okay, if they don't like me, they're really not going to like me. And so he went into it hard.
Damn,
and it worked, man. He got over that way. It worked like charm. You know, even with Stone Cold, it's funny because he started out as a heel, but then when like he started like, you know, basically, you know, kind of going against authority figures, people were like, hey, I kind of like, you know, I like this. Like it was this fantasy thing. Like, you know, I wish I could stand up to like my boss or whatever authority, you know, figure in my life. And he started becoming a babyface. And I think he's even said in interviews, like, you know, he didn't like that at first because he liked being a heel. And then like one of his buddies was like, hey, you know, like you're kind of being a babyface out there. And he didn't like that at first, you know, but it was like it became more and more obvious that like his friend was right, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it was successful. He probably made a ton of money off of it. I hope he made a ton of money off of it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rock and Stone Cold, they were like the biggest things going during the Attitude Era. Man, I was a huge fan of them both.
I do remember, like, you know, people complaining that Vince wasn't paying a fair wage, though. Like, he wasn't taking care of the guys, like, maybe with health insurance and stuff like that. I'm sure the superstars got better treatment, but, like, some guys maybe didn't.
Well, what's messed up is to this day, the wrestlers are not regular employees. They're considered subcontractors. Even though they really don't, because of their contracts, they don't really have the freedom to go like wrestle like wherever. And like basically because it's one of those things. And there's even like John Oliver actually did a segment on his show about this probably like last year or so. It's kind of a controversial thing because really, if you look at all the facts of like what constitutes an employee and what constitutes a subcontractor, really, all these guys should be regular employees and the WWE should be paying for their health insurance, which is not the case.
Yeah.
Now, I believe like when guys are seriously injured, like the WWE will help like pay for their surgeries and stuff.
That's good.
But I don't think the WWE pays for like, you know, base health insurance for them. I think they got to take care of that themselves because of the whole subcontractor thing. But yeah, it is kind of BS. There's really no excuse, especially with a company as large as the WWE. They can 100% afford it. So, you know, they really all should be classified as employees. But I don't know if they'll ever get a politician in their corner that will actually, you know, help them.
Yeah.
So because I had Peacock, I decided to try a new show I saw on there, which is a show. Well, it's a couple years old, but the show Resident Alien.
Oh, no, I didn't watch that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it stars, you and I talked a little bit off camera about this the other day, but it stars Alan Tudyk. So he's this alien, and he crash lands on Earth. And this is like a bit of a spoiler, but they reveal it like very early on. Is like the reason he was coming to Earth was to kill the human race. Like he was going to drop this bomb on him, but like then his ship crashed and like, so he's also like a part of this, like his, race can shapeshift.
Mm-hmm.
So he crash lands, he finds this guy in like kind of this remote cabin. They get in a fight. The other guy ends up dying. So he takes over this guy's body.
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy took over, his body was like a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kind of gets roped into being like the town doctor of this small town.
Oh, that's fun.
Right. Yeah, he just, an added wrinkle is like, there's this little boy in the town that for whatever reason, can see his alien form. So like, he knows he's an alien and like all the other like people don't.
Is he always trying to tell people like, look, he's an alien, or is he just kind of like cool with him or something?
No, he tries to tell everybody that he's an alien.
Okay.
And you know, it's just, it's a funny, charming show. I think there's a good chance you would like it.
I think so. I love Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. I will say, like, sometimes he acts like so weird that I'm kind of like, I think these people would catch on that something's up. You know what I mean? But no, it's funny. His character, like, he just because, like, you know, he's trying to blend in, but he's kind of an a-hole, you know, and that leads to funny, like, you know, scenarios and things. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. And like the rest of the cast, like, they're not like big name people, but like, they're all like pretty good actors as well. Pretty good supporting cast. So yeah, it's a pretty funny, charming show. I think it would probably be up your alley, actually.
Yeah. I did rewatch 8 Mile just because somebody else wanted to watch it. And oh my God, that movie is not, I don't like that movie. It's just, it was so bland and blah. Like, it just feels uneventful. It's just one of those things. Okay, so he loses a rap battle at the beginning of the movie, and then he wins at the very end. Like,
it's one of those movies. I've never seen that movie because I was like, man, I don't feel like watching Eminem try to act, you know? Yeah. And I'm also like, you know, as someone who's not like a, you know, a rap fan or whatever, I'm like, am I going to really enjoy this? It's probably not going to be up my alley. So I just never watched it. But, you know, it was popular at the time, I know, but you're saying that you don't think it holds up especially well?
I think it was just because of Eminem, like, because he was so popular, like people just watched the movie because of him and they were like, oh, it's great because he's in it. But yeah, it wasn't great. I didn't think so. You know, I actually heard recently that Eminem had like a phase where he was really depressed and he was popping pills all the time and he got to like 240 pounds.
Right? Like, really?
He got big. Like he kept going to like fast food places and they were like, that can't be Eminem. Like Eminem wouldn't look like that. Like, but yeah, you know, he that was him. I don't know. I don't know if this is true. Somebody told me this. I hope.
I mean, I would think I would think there would be like paparazzi photos of like fat Eminem and it would be like, I would just think I would see like memes and stuff all over like so Twitter.
Cool. Yeah. You can't hide that, can you?
I wouldn't think so. I'd be skeptical.
He was.
Unless he was just like,
get away from it.
I think he would basically have to stay at home like all the time, like order in. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then I think I've seen videos of him like from not too long ago where he wasn't fat. So I don't know.
I mean, he got out of that phase. He's better now, but yeah, I've never seen him fat. He's never even looked like he's, you know, out of shape. So how old is that dude? He's got to be like 50 now.
I would guess he's around 50. Yeah.
Jeez, when I was growing up, Eminem was like, you know, he was so young and youthful, like the same thing. But I mean, you know, he was such a like a rebellious young person, you know.
Yeah.
Now he's like a old man, middle-aged man.
So he's got to be careful with the waiter. They'll start calling him Fat Shady or, you know, something like that.
That's true. If you're Slim Shady, you can't be fat.
Yeah, I just remember, like, how, you know, controversial he was when he first, like, started.
Dude, like, also, I laugh so much at the fact that Ice Cube and Ice-T, who were both like, fuck the police. I feel like there's got to be some sort of reason. Like, they play cops and everything. Like, I feel like Hollywood was like, all right, you said fuck the police. We got to, you know, we got to tamper that down. We got to figure out something here. So why don't you guys just become the police?
Become what you despise.
Yeah. Let's mend this fence here. Let's get you on the, you know, on our side here.
It is weird how that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Ice-T ended up on that Law & Order show.
Yeah, Ice-T made Cop Killer. Like the
right,
song.
Right, right.
And, you know, yeah, Cube was like, fuck the police. So, yeah.
And then, yeah, I think Ice Cube, at least in a couple movies, has played cops, hasn't he?
I mean, 21 Jump Street, he's like a big time. And then, like, what's that movie with that little guy, Kevin Hart? It's a bad way to describe him. Yeah, Kevin Hart, he's also so I mean, like, at least those two franchises, he's been a cop. Maybe more, I don't know.
Man, the thing I think of whenever I, like, think about, like, Ice-T and that Cop Killer stuff is just that Charlton Heston video where he's like, die, 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 pigs, die. Catchy little tune.
I don't know that video.
Dude, you gotta look it up. Charlton Heston reading the Cop Killer lyrics. It's funny. Because at that time he was like the head, like the spokesperson of the NRA. Mm. So like, yeah, there's this video of him speaking at one of those events and he's like saying the Cop Killer lyrics. And it's I don't know, it's funny.
Well, what's crazy is like the NRA supported getting guns out of, you know, California, like, you know, out of like gangs and stuff. Like, they supported like laws to get the guns away from those kinds of people. So it's like, come on, like, really? What are you saying for them?
You know what's weird is like,
you can have, you know, a bunch of guns around.
I don't know how true this is, but like, I heard that, like, you know, in the early days of the NRA, it was like somewhat of a respectable organization. But then in like the mid-70s, I want to say. Like, it was just kind of taken over by lunatics. And, like, ever since then, it just became, like, a propaganda campaign, you know. And
do you know how old the NRA is? Like, is it, like, really old?
I'm not sure exactly. I want to say it was, like, you know, somewhere in the middle of the last century, but I don't know exactly when.
Okay. That's not that old, then.
Yeah. Maybe it's a little bit older. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, I also started watching the final season of Star Trek Discovery. Mm-hmm. This season so far, at least, has almost kind of like a treasure hunting feel, where like they're trying to put together this like map or this artifact thing, and like there's a piece of it on all these different like planets that they have to go to.
National treasure, except
yeah, so, yeah, basically. I don't know. Star Trek Discovery isn't like my favorite of the like Star Trek things I've sampled. I know a lot of like traditional like Star Trek fans like really hate it because like, well, number one, it's more action based and less like smart social commentary. Mm-hmm. And then also, I think like there's a lot of things in it that kind of like don't gel with things that happened in the original series, you know, like. I don't know exactly. I'm not like in-depth knowledge of Star Trek, but apparently like they say, like there's things in it that don't make sense. So I'm sure it's true, but like I'm sure
the fans know, like they're up on it. Like the original series only had like 100 episodes, right? More or less.
You know, it's only three seasons, but it was during that time when seasons were like huge. So like, yeah. I think there is like over 100 episodes, but for three seasons, that's, you know,
that's not bad at all. Yeah,
that's a lot of episodes per season, you know. I think I've watched like the first two episodes of the original series, and like a part of me is like I'm somewhat interested to maybe check out more, but like I'm more interested in like Next Generation and like the newer stuff. I guess it's an easier watch, I think, but I don't know. I don't think there'll ever be enough time for me to watch all of Star Trek. There's too much of it.
Gotcha.
And then movie-wise, I decided the other night to watch Renfield.
Oh, right.
Which,
what's his name? The actor in that one? He's like a young guy.
Holt? Nicholas Holt?
Oh, yeah, Nicholas Holt. Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be Lex Luthor in the Superman movie.
Really? Is he going bald?
That part I don't know.
Hmm.
I think they are like shooting it right now, but yeah. But you know what? Personally, I say like there's nothing that says Lex Luthor has to be bald. Like I say, let him keep his hair. Especially I don't know.
Young Lex Luthor. Like if he's a young version of him, then you know, yeah, you don't have to be bald for that anyway. Like Lex Luthor was black in like one of the cartoons or something, like the animated shows.
Yes, the Superman animated and Justice League. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he was black. Although he was voiced by a white guy. Same guy that voices Mr. Krabs, Clancy Brown.
Technically biracial then.
Yeah.
White voice, black body.
But yeah, I think if they're not shooting that, they're getting close to shooting it, so that's exciting, I guess.
Yeah, that's the one with James Gunn heading it.
Yeah.
And that's the one with that corn sweat guy?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I would have thought that would already be like production. I'm surprised.
I think it is. I think it is right now. Because the other day I saw on Twitter, he posted a photo of him with both the corn sweat and the lady playing Lois Lane. And they're like all like posing, like reading Superman comics. So like, and I think they were on set. So like, I think they're filming it right now.
I know it was like released, like who's going to play like Superman's mother and father recently.
Right. Yeah. I saw those pictures, but I didn't recognize either one of them.
No, I don't know who they are. Is that the next project to come out for DC? Like, are they're really slowing it down then? Like, I know not a lot of things are coming out this year, but next year I would think maybe.
I think there's a chance that Creature Commandos cartoon might come out before. But as far as live action stuff, it's, yeah, it's that movie.
What's Creature Commandos? Isn't that?
I mean, I'll be honest, it's one of those DC properties I'm not super familiar with. I've never read the comics, but, you know, basically it's these group of, like, kind of monsters, characters that I think, like, in World War II were somehow, like, banded together in this secret, like, platoon or something to help fight Nazis or something. I don't know. I know they announced like the voice cast at one point, but I don't really remember who all was involved. It might be fine.
So I know there's Teen Titans.
We haven't talked about that. They announced, that they're doing a Teen Titans.
So it's going to be like a live action, right? Or is it,
I think it's live action, which I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest.
Pretty good franchise, though, from what I understand. I'm told it's loved.
I mean, I kind of get why they're doing it because there is a fan base there. But for me, like, I don't want to watch necessarily a superhero thing that's geared towards teenagers. Like, some of those characters are okay. Like, I like Nightwing and things. I would prefer they age them up a bit and just do, like, Titans. Like, you could say, oh, they used to be teenage sidekicks or whatever, but now they're in their 20s or whatever, you know?
Okay. There was also the HBO show, I think, that was, I forgot what it was called. It was also a DC show, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, so they did have a DC show called Titans.
Okay,
I actually watched it. The first couple seasons are okay, and then it gets really bad towards the last couple seasons.
So what's running for DC? I know all the CW shows are pretty much done. There's one last season of Superman Lois.
Superman and Lois. I want to say that's it, is one more season of Superman and Lois. And then I think those are all wrapped up.
Like, I'm totally okay with not putting them on the CW, but I still think there should be DC shows out there, like, on better platforms with, you know, better writers and better, you know, everything.
Well, as part of the James Gunn relaunch, though, remember, they are going to do certain TV shows. Like, there is going to be supposedly a Green Lantern live-action series.
Okay.
And I hope they cancel this one, but remember, they announced that they were going to do, like, a Amazon's, like prequel that was, like, I don't know, Wonder Woman's mom or something. Like, I that's one I wasn't interested in. I was like, you can go ahead and cancel that one. But they did announce some live action TV shows. And they're also doing more the Peacemaker show.
Yeah.
They're doing more of that.
I can watch Peacemaker. I can definitely watch that. When they do like shows about like the people who are related to a superhero, that kind of is a turnoff. Like, what were they planning? They were planning something with maybe Monica Rambeau and, like, you know, I think there was something. Wasn't there something planned for her at some point? Or am I thinking of Riri Williams?
On the Marvel side of things?
Yeah.
They're supposedly making a Iron Wars, I think, TV show starring Riri Williams. Although at one point, I remember there was like an internal thing where they were like thinking about doing a movie instead. So I don't know how that all shook out. But yeah, I believe they are doing something like a Riri Williams based show or something.
She's definitely not ready for her own movie yet. Like, they got to establish her somewhat, you know?
Yeah, because we've only seen her in Wakanda Forever, right?
As like a small little supporting character, you know, for the most part.
So yeah, I think they're doing a TV show with her. Yeah.
You know, I'm still surprised you don't like Harley Quinn.
Oh, the animated show?
Yeah, the animated one.
I don't dislike it. I never really got hooked. I think I watched, maybe someday I'll try it more. I watched the first season, and then I want to say I watched maybe 4 or 5 episodes in season 2, and then I just got busy with other stuff. But it's not one of those shows that was like must watch for me. I don't know. I just kind of fell off of it. Maybe I'll give it a go eventually.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I know it has its fans. I know a lot of people love that show.
I'm a fan. Like, wait, I don't know how much I've watched, though. I think I got to the point where she was dating Kite Man or somebody, her friend, Poison Ivy, was dating Kite Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I got that far, at least.
Yeah. Okay. So we're pretty much in the same place.
But that means we're both behind because I think there's like 4 seasons of it or something, 3 or 4seasons.
Great. I love catching up. I still have to watch The Boys. I got to watch this. I got to watch Invincible, the last season.
I do, too. I did watch one more episode of Invincible, like that new batch of episodes, but I still have like 3 left then.
Okay. Reacher, I haven't watched that at all.
Reacher's fun.
Okay. There's a ton of shows I haven't seen. Oh, Fargo.
Yep, Fargo's very good.
There's probably more.
Of the ones you mentioned, like The Boys and Fargo are probably like...
Okay.
would be up the top. Yeah. That's what, like, on one hand, it's like, it's great that there's so many good shows, but then it's like, you just fall behind, like, there's too much, you know?
And plus, like, now that my schedule's a little busier, like, it's like, when am I going to have time to even, like, catch up? Like, I can watch, like, a 30-minute episode of something, you know, here and there. I can watch maybe two of those, you know, but they're fast. You know, it makes it feel like you're getting a lot in a little bit of time. So I've been watching Ghosts still. It's still a fun show, man. Like, it's just silly, campy, like, but it's fun. You know, it's not poorly written, I don't think. You know, I appreciate the writing. It's not terrible. It's just a fun show. I like it. It's bubbly, I think.
That's kind of how I feel about that Resident Alien show, honestly. Okay. It's just kind of like a light, like, fun show, you know?
Yeah.
So that Renfield movie, like, it's okay. Like, it's not very long. Like, it seemed like it went by and, like, it's one of those movies where it doesn't feel like much happens. But basically the premise is, you know, he's, like, Dracula's assistant, and Dracula is played by Nicolas Cage, and he's been his assistant for
that's a choice, okay.
Yeah, and he's been his assistant for, like, you know, hundreds of years or whatever. I don't know, however old Dracula is, like, getting him, like, you know, people to victims, basically, you know.
Or Renfield, like, vampire-esque too or something, that he can live that long.
Yeah, so he's got, like, some power, but, like, he's got this thing where, like, if he eats bugs, like, it's almost like spinach for Popeye, where he's, like, temporarily, like, really strong. Like, and honestly, like, I don't know nothing about, like, Renfield. So, like, I don't even know if that's established in other, like, lore or whatever. But right. Yeah. But basically he ends up mixed up in this whole, like, battle with this, like, New Orleans mob. And, like, Awkwafina Awkwafina plays, like, this police officer that's, you know, they end up, like, kind of teaming up with each other. And that I don't know. It's a light, fast movie if you're just looking for an action flick that, you know, like an hour and a half or whatever. But it's nothing you have to watch. It's fine, but it's nothing special, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it's got, like, some over the top, like, you know, blood and gore in it, if you like that.
You know, I think in Dracula Dead and Loving It with Leslie Nielsen, Renfield did eat bugs.
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I really liked Leslie Nielsen movies. I don't think I ever watched that one, though.
I haven't. So it's been so long since I've seen a Leslie Nielsen movie, but I do want to go back and revisit them. The Naked Gun, whatever, like. All that stuff. I want to see it, yeah.
Speaking of The Naked Gun, it just lost one of its stars. The juice is loose. He's gone.
Oh, yeah, right. He's loose in the afterlife.
You're about to say heaven and then, like, oh, maybe not, maybe not.
Somewhere. Oh, man. Like, I did see one of his last TikToks or something, like, where he's like, you know, I'm totally fine, I'm just a little sick right now, I'm gonna get over it, I'll be back on the golf course. And I'm like, you know, I don't know how I would handle being in that situation. God forbid I ever am, but, like, you know, knock on wood, but, like, I don't know, like Chadwick Boseman didn't tell anybody. I guess there's a reason you don't tell people, because, like, it's yours, you want to handle it your way, it's a personal thing, you don't want others to, like, put their imprint on, like, your experience and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, just being a civilian, like, I might tell people, but if I was famous like they were, I would maybe have second thoughts about it too.
Yeah, because the narrative is not yours anymore. Like, you're not in control of how you're going out. Like, it feels like everybody's just kind of making the story for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think if I was famous, I would probably keep it to myself as well. You know, I might tell, like, some really close family members that I think could keep a secret, you know, but... Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about Patrick Swayze? Like, his was kind of, like, talked about. Like, it was in the tabloids, in the press, like, when he was dying of a pancreatic cancer, I think.
Yeah.
And he was smoking. Like, people were judging him. Like, you know, well, he wasn't dying of lung cancer. I don't know. Like, I'm sure smoking isn't good for any cancer. But, I mean, he's already got pancreatic, you know, cancer. Like, let the dude smoke.
Yeah, at that point, he might have, like, already known, like, I'm going to die. So, like, what's... what's the harm in smoking if
you know, Johnny Depp like smoked a shit ton of cigarettes throughout his life. Like, I don't know how many, but he was a constant smoker. And he didn't, like, now he's getting old. You know, we see the difference now, but I mean, I think he like got to 50, 55 looking good. Like, that's amazing. That's just, what do you call that? I don't know.
I mean, and really, like, I don't know how old he is right now, but he's still not like, you know, awful looking or something.
No, he doesn't have that, you know, youthful look that he had for such a long time.
Right.
You know, he just looks older now, but still, like, geez.
I heard that Joaquin Phoenix is a big, like, chain smoker.
I don't get it, man. Like, you have so much to lose, especially as an actor, you know, in that position. Like, first of all, you could how common is cancer with smokers? Like, fairly, it's a high rate, you know, compared to others. And then, like, you could, you know, your looks and everything, if you smoke too much, they do change. Your teeth get stained. I'm sure there's, you know, things they can do for that. But, I mean, your voice becomes deeper. For men, maybe it's a good thing. I don't know. But, I mean, geez.
I mean, it's addictive. Man, you know what's crazy is, like, I last month I was watching, like, a lot of, like, old, like, Perry Mason episodes, you know, like, the old black and white show, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was shot in like the 50s. And it's so crazy because everybody smoked.
Oh, yeah.
Like every scene, the men in the scene, the women in the scene, they're all lighting up cigarettes, you know, pipes, cigars, like just everybody's.
They had no idea. Yeah. They had no clue like what was happening inside their bodies.
Well, there were even like advertisements back then that made it like almost like. Think people, it was good for you. Like doctors recommend like this brand of cigarettes or whatever. You know, it was insane. And like even there's like famously like a Flintstones ad where like the Flintstones are like smoking like Winston cigarettes or something. And,
yeah,
like,
I can't remember about that. Yeah, they had like flavors for. They still have like vape flavors, nicotine vape flavors for like obviously kids. Yeah. They're like fun fruity flavors and colorful. I mean. I don't know, like the whole smoking thing. Like, I remember growing up as a kid, like going to like a Denny's or something. Like, even in my lifetime, they had non-smoking and smoking sections.
Yeah,
like,
same.
Like, what is that doing? Like, is that really non-smoking is still gonna get that shit? Like,
yeah, I remember that because, like, yeah, we would always sit in the non-smoking section, but like, yeah, you were getting that smoke either way, really.
Yeah. Who is such a smoker that they like, okay, Perry Mason times, I get it, they were all there. But like, by the time I was like alive, people knew what smoking was doing to them. And still at a restaurant, how are you even eating and drinking when you're smoking? Like, what is going on there? Like, how badly do you need to smoke? Oh, I'm in a restaurant, I'm conversing with people, I'm drinking, I'm eating, and oh, I just have to have a cigarette now. Like, what is that? And plus, you're in an enclosed space. Like, it's worse. You just don't, it doesn't feel good to smoke in an enclosed space. Like, you want outside air, at least.
You know what makes me feel really old is, like, not only do I remember, like, the smoking, non-smoking section, I remember we had a restaurant that had one of those cigarette vending machines.
Oh, right. I don't know if I, maybe.
Which seems like such a, like, old school thing. Like, I think people would even have, like, you know, their kids and be like, hey, go get me a pack of cigarettes out of the machine or whatever, you know? It just seems like crazy now, you know?
Yeah, there was a time where parents would send their kids, I don't know if they still do this, but would send their kids like a few blocks down the street or whatever to like go get cigarettes for them. They'd give them money to go get cigarettes. That's crazy.
Yeah, before you had to be like, you know, show that you were 18 or whatever.
Yeah, wild times.
This sticks out to me because I was actually in that restaurant the day they actually removed that cigarette vending machine. I was like, man, it's an end of an era.
Did people cheer or did people get really mad?
I'm sure there was people, I don't know, people probably didn't care that much, but like, I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah. End of an era.
It was weird.
Yeah. And you know, like,
I was actually happy when they finally, like, you know, everybody started like banning cigarettes from indoors altogether. I was like, as someone who hates cigarette smoke, I was like, yay, good job.
Especially like those people who have like, what do you call that, respiratory issues? That's nuts that they had to deal with that.
Yeah, you have to feel sorry for, like, you know, bartenders or just restaurant staff that are the same and hate that stuff, but they're forced to be in it, like, all day. It's just so disgusting, you know?
Yeah, it's gross. It's almost like they're smoking, you know, being around it so much. I remember growing up as a kid, like, you would hear, like, cigarette smoking would stain walls in people's houses. They could turn them yellow.
Yeah.
Like, getting exposed to secondhand smoke could still be really dangerous. Like, parents who would smoke in their house were still really putting their children in danger, you know?
You know, also, I remember as a kid just, like, seeing ashtrays a lot more. Like, we had them in our house, and, like, people would come over and smoke, and we'd give them an ashtray, you know? And I feel like you don't see ashtrays. Yeah, yeah.
Car. Jeez.
Yeah. I still see a lot of people smoking in their cars.
Probably, yeah. I mean, Is it cigarettes, though, or is it something else? Because a lot of people have switched over to something else, especially in Oregon.
Right. I mean, I see people with cigarettes, but yeah, it's Oregon, so yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, you're not allowed to hold a cell phone in your car, like, even if you're, like, no matter what. Like, I don't know. So smoking and driving, I feel like is that illegal? It's got to be illegal.
I actually don't think it's illegal as long as you're not, you know, throwing it out the window.
Oh, okay. So you can have something burning in your hand. That's not illegal. But a phone. Yeah, I get it. But to
because the phone, people are actually looking at it.
Yeah.
With the cigarette, they're not. It's true. I'm guessing the rationale.
You know, like, I was thinking, first it was like cocaine and meth that came out, you know, and people didn't know the consequences. They'd give it to their kids as medicine and they thought it was good for you. Then that got banned. And then cigarettes came along. And it seems like every once in a while, a new thing comes out and there's not enough science to figure out, like, you know, how bad this is for you. So, I mean, we're starting to get on vapes. We're starting to figure out, like, how bad vaping is. I wonder what's going to come out in the future.
I mean, it doesn't get you high, but I do wonder if in a few years we're going to be like, oh, wow, Ozempic was really messing people up.
Ozempic is a big deal right now. I don't know much about it, though. Like, it's like a weight loss drug, right?
Well, the weird thing is, like, yeah, that's primarily it, is people use it to lose weight. Mm-hmm. But apparently, like, it has an effect on addiction, like, overall. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think people have claimed that, like, it had them, like, stop smoking and things, too, because it, like, I don't know, it does something to the brain that, like, quells, like, addiction, really. So, like, it's not just for weight loss.
That sounds good to me, actually, but I'm going to wait for the side effects to come out.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like, it's kind of a weird thing, because, like, I think a lot of people, like, you know, even the drug manufacturers, I don't think exactly know how it works or what long-term side effects might be. And there's a lot of these people just, like, going in on it and using it. And look, it might be fine, especially if it's making them lose a large amount of weight, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes healthier just, it's always healthier to lose it with diet and exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, if Ozempic came out back when I was, like, super fat, like, I don't know, I might have tried it. I don't know.
I mean, you did the right way, though, you know. I do have some empathy, like, sympathy for women trying to lose weight, because it is way harder for them to do it. Way harder.
Yeah, I don't know how much harder, but I do know that's a thing, to where, like, I think their metabolism goes down, like, even, like, sooner than men's does.
And they carry fat differently than men do, too. Like, I don't know exactly, but it seems like they carry it, like, more on the outside. Like, so they have to, like, work a lot to, like, show results physically. Whereas a guy could work out for much shorter time, and he has that physical transformation that's very apparent, you know? So, and, like, weight loss is just, I don't know. I lost a bunch of weight so easily. And then, like, my sister, she's having a hard time. Well, she lost weight, but she's having a hard time losing those last, like, 10, 15 pounds. And, like, every girl I've talked to is like, I'm 10, 15 pounds, you know, overweight, and I just can't do it. Like, they're trying. For me, it's like, I did plateau now, like, a little bit. Like, I've also been eating, like, you know, more than before and, like, you know, stuff like that. But I've been working out a lot anyway. So I am getting more toned, but I do want to lose more weight. So I got to work on that. I got to start eating healthier and less.
Yeah, I'm in a similar boat. Like, I bought me some adjustable dumbbells. So I've been doing some weightlifting, but, like, I haven't been eating well.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where I'm like, I know that if I really want results, like, I do have to, like, you know, eat a little better, but
it had been exactly a week since I did my last workout. So today I just did like, you know, I wasn't home. So I just did like 100 push-ups and like 230 like what, like leg lifts, I guess, like where you like you kick your legs like this on the on your back.
Oh, right, right.
So I did that.
I haven't done those, but I hear they are like good for you to do.
Oh yeah, they're really good.
But yeah, I've well, for a while there, like I was doing push-ups as well. I haven't been doing as many push-ups now that I've got the weights, but I'll usually do some crunches and lift some weights, and then every other day I try to do, you know, 30 minutes of cardio on the elliptical. So.
Yeah, push-ups are like great in a pinch, like when you don't have access to weights. It's a really good, you know, like because it works out your chest, your back, I think your triceps. So, you know, you're getting a few muscles at the same time and you're getting a lot of resistance, right? Because you got gravity working with your body weight. So, I mean, it's good, but it's not probably as good as weights and stuff like that, you know.
How many like push-ups can you do like just in one set?
Oh, I hadn't done push-ups in forever till I did them today. I kept doing 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. So in one go, I think if after a week of doing push-ups, I could probably do like 30. And then after 2 weeks, I could probably get to like 50 maybe. There was a time when I was young in high school, I did like 77 one time for the physical test. Like, so that was like when I did the most push-ups ever for my.
I haven't done them for probably like a month now or so, but I was getting to where I could do like 55 of them.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
If I did any more of that, I'm sure my form would be terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely learned the form in like boot camp and stuff. And I think honestly, what's weird is like I did so many push-ups in boot camp for hours and hours, but when it comes to actually doing them straight up and down repetitively, like quickly, I was still better in high school.
Oh. Man, I was just so out of shape in high school. Like, I don't know. I probably couldn't do very many in high school.
High school and the beginning of college were my physical peak. Like, once I hit, like, 24, I just started, like, late vegging out, eating a bunch. And, like, for a while, I just stayed, like, bigger. And then I got really big, like, later on. And now I'm, like, trying to get back into my, like, youthful situation, youthful shape.
No, you're in good shape now, man.
I appreciate it, man. I'm trying to get like, you know, maybe a six pack, you know, like a nice chest, like a good, you know, like good definition. And I think it's going to take, I guess the easy way to get that is to lose more weight while you're working out, you know, because like if you're kind of like a if you're normal sized, even like it's just it takes more work.
Yeah. Like a part of me, like because I do a lot of crunches and like I can feel that like I do got some like abdominal muscle.
Yeah.
It's there, but I don't know. I feel like I would have to lose so much weight for that to actually show is like abs that I'm like,
right.
Man, I don't think I want, like, I think I would just have to be miserable. Like, you know, as far as my diet to actually get abs.
Right. Right. Mm.
So if I can just get like looking like halfway decent, just like a little more toned, not so flabby, like that would be good.
I think we're a couple of normal guys.
I think I'm getting close to what women would call like dad bod. Like,
no,
not like,
no, you're not dad bod, dude. You got to gain like, you know, 30 to 40 pounds to have a dad bod. Cause you're what, 6'3"?
Oh no. I'm like just a little over 6 foot maybe.
Okay. But, you're thin. Like you're probably close, like thinner than average, I would say. So dad bods are like, they got like a extended chest a little bit, like it's meaty, and they have like a gut, you know, they're just kind of well-rounded. So yeah, Jack Black is a dad bod, I think. So
I don't know, like the thing is like I still look terrible with the shirt off. Like I'm still a little flabby around the middle. I'm like, I don't know, I don't look great, but I don't know, maybe one day.
Yeah,
like I definitely still would not go to a pool with my shirt off. Like,
right.
I'm in that stage, you know. I'd like to get toned enough to where, like, I wouldn't feel uncomfortable doing that if I wanted to, you know.
Yeah. Man, I mean, this summer's coming up, and I'm trying to spend as much time as possible outside. Maybe I would wear a shirt in the pool. Like, I don't, yeah, I'm still not, like, where I want to be. So, I don't know, yeah, I would do it.
That's the bad thing I found, though, about being fat for so many years is, like... Like, even if you lose a lot of weight, like, your body still doesn't look great just because you got, like, saggy skin and things like that, you know, from, so it's like, I don't know.
I hear that. Yeah. I mean, you know, there it sometimes does snap back the skin. It could take years. I think weight training is a good way to go because it does help, like, with the skin, like, it does help with that situation.
Yeah, so, I would think so. Like, if you can actually build up your muscle, it should, like, tighten up your skin, I would think.
Yeah, that's the thinking behind it, yeah. So there's ways to work on it. Lotions and stuff. Oils.
Man, AJ, I had some stories, but we've, like, BS'd for the whole time somehow. I don't know how I'm going to cut this episode up exactly, but...
yeah, I had some stories, too.
But no, that's fine. It was an easy episode. It just kind of flowed. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, just shooting the shit.
Well, if you enjoyed us shooting the old crapola, please go ahead and hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Leave us thumbs up, positive reviews, all that good stuff. If you're so inclined, you can follow me over at Twitter/X at Zach Jones Live. That's ZachJonesLive. But that'll do it for all of our shenanigans and poppycock this week. Please, please, please tune in again next week. Bye, guys.
Take care.